Hey, Cora. Can I make you something to eat?
No, I'm fine, thank you. But this human here could do with a drink. I just showed them my animals.
Oh, that's nice.
I'll leave the guest to you then. The Chimera babies were getting hungry just now, so I'm going to head back upstairs. Bye now. Bye, human.
You're a human? Haven't had one of you show up here for a long while. Not since the incident. What incident, you ask? You must be way out of the loop. Wait a minute. I forget. You've only been alive for 2 decades or so. Maybe a bit more. I have a tendency to think that everyone I come across has a lifespan of several hundred years. I haven't left this place for such a long time. Long story short, our dragon tamer forgot to lock the gate to one of her more, shall we say, difficult dragons. I'll leave the rest up to your imagination. I'm sure you have a great imagination. You wouldn't be here otherwise. Humans who don't believe in the supernatural never make it here intact. It was on the small print of the invitation you received, which, judging from the expression on your face, you didn't read. So, how did the pet viewing go? That gargoyle didn't give you a hard time, did she? Those Chimera babies aren't as harmless as she makes them out to be. I'm sorry. I'll get you a seat. Here you go. You're amused, I see. I like using my tail to move things around. It happens to be a lot handier than my hands. That wasn't meant to be a joke. I can reach farther with this tail than I can with my hands. I'm Sandra. You can shake my hand, sure. Or the end of my tail. Up to you. Sorry, that tickled. The others here like to call me Sandra. They think it's funny. Yeah, well, I used to be a lot more snaky before I got my fangs removed. Too many cavities from eating all those children. That one was a joke, by the way. Cora said you wanted a drink. All right. What can I get you? Werewolf blood, eye of newt tea, toddler's tears, this brown thing, I'm not sure what that is, or soda. Yes, of course we have soda. What do you think we are? A bunch of uncultured barbarians? Let me just add a sprig of mint. A piece of lime from here. And some chopped fruit. How about a little spoon or straw? Enjoy your drink. Why are you looking at me out of the corner of your eye like I'm being unfriendly to you or something? My tone of voice. I always talk like this. Well, some people say I'm actually very caring once you get to know me. I think they're wrong, but whatever. What do you mean you can tell that I'm actually a kind Lamia? Are you psychoanalyzing me now? That thirsty, huh? You finished half your drink already. Here. Have some more chopped fruit. I even cut them into little pumpkin shapes to celebrate the occasion. I guess I could make you something if you want food that's hot and fresh. Okay then. You could always go out into the hall later for some quick bites. I'm guessing little Miss Gargoyle brought you to me because she knows how bored I get down here. It's always good to have company, I guess. Unless I'm not in the mood. And then it's not good. I wonder if the partygoers have enough food out there. Yes, it's just me in the kitchen right now. It's late. Well, most of them are probably too drunk to care much for food at this stage. Drunk on moonlit medley. Have you ever tried it? It's a mix of many things. It works much better and much faster than wine. You can come out, Jean. I know you've been eavesdropping. And hold your scythe properly next time. Otherwise, you'll just destroy more things in this kitchen. Why are you here anyway? You should be out collecting souls. Judging by the expression on your face, the boss told you off again, didn't he? We both know how he feels about rookies. The humans finished with their drink and their fruit. Maybe you can take them outside for a little bit. I know you like humans. It'll cheer you up.